Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We had, well, we're here on a Monday, and we're getting back into the groove. It felt pretty good today. I thought we did some fun things.
I thought it was all awkward.
They're like, this is a dynamite intro.
Yeah,
it was all awkward.
It was
especially
all weird.
For Eric, a guy on Twitter, who was watching the new Kristen Bell show on Netflix, and there was a what can only be described as vigorous love scene that set the awkward tone in the room with his girlfriend and his mom. And then we found out that Dolly Parton has an addiction that nobody could have predicted.
That's true. I think there at least is an emoji to represent that addiction.
Exactly right, yeah. And it might have lettuce and tomato on top of it. It could be a burger. Could it be a burger? Maybe it's not. You'll find out. And the emoji that you wish you had.
That's what I was getting at, Chris.
You're right. That was a seamless transition that I stepped all over. You're so right. We didn't know that there was no wine bottle emoji, but we learned a lot about other emojis that are missing. All that and more is coming your way right now, including seamless transitions, as Chris is clearly listening to Nikki on the Morning Mix podcast. So I'm a big Kristen Bell fan.
Who isn't?
I'm also a big Dax Shepard fan. So really, their whole celeb couple unit,
yep.
I'm all in on. She has a new show on Netflix that came out over the weekend, and it instantly went to number one on Netflix. Now, I don't know if it's because it's Kristen Bell or because it's a good show, because I've yet to watch it.
Mm.
It is called The Woman in the House Across the Street from The Girl in the Window.
Isn't this kind of like Girl on the Train?
It's a little bit of Girl, but it's sort of a parody satire of that.
Okay.
So it is Girl on
the
Train.
Inspired by,
yeah.
And she did a great job plugging this on social because she kept putting pictures of her like drinking. She's
yes.
Are you even a mess if you don't drink by noon? Yeah. And like all these pictures and stills from the show, which I didn't know what she was plugging yet because the show wasn't
hadn't come out yet.
And so it was very, very like intriguing, I think, to fans.
They also, in the trailer, they show her, she has that wine glass that takes a whole bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. And she just sort of dumps it in.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter was alive in regards to the show, and a guy named Eric tweeted out, I just watched Kristen Bell get, now I'm going to change the phrase that he used.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So, just watched Kristen Bell get vigorously loved, is what I'm going to go with. Sitting with my girlfriend and my mom in the same room.
Oh.
Pointing out the awkwardness of that. Kristen Bell actually replied to him, ha 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 ha, sorry dude. And then he replied to her, you need to apologize to my mom right now.
Yeah.
So a rather awkward moment between Eric and his girlfriend, which I don't think that part's as awkward as the mom being in the room while he's sitting there with his girlfriend during a vigorous love scene.
Yep.
But that got us thinking, what other awkward scenarios have you found yourself in, maybe with your parents or with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your partner's parents?
Yep.
Have you guys ever had an awkward run-in, Nikki? Anything?
Oh
with,
my gosh! Yeah, no, I was watching.
I've been waiting
to talk about this. No, and it truly, I was watching Sex and the City. I'll never forget it during like the height of it. But you know, I was by myself watching it, and my dad came downstairs to like get something, and he's like, "What are you watching?" And I go, "Sex and the City." And it was like during a super racy part, and he looks at me, and goes, "Huh." And he sat down and continued watching it with me.
Hey, like, move over on the couch, Nikki.
It was awful.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
goodness.
Dad. And he's like, what? Like he knew how uncomfortable it was. It was like a Samantha part you don't want to watch with any parent, let alone your father.
I had I saw you take a deep breath.
No. I was just going to say, so mine is more of a radio moment.
Oh.
So they used to run this show called Loveline
on
the station.
Yes, with
Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. It was freaking fantastic.
I used to stay up late in my room with my headphones on listening to it because it felt like I wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's on anymore or whatever, but it was fantastic, but really, really filthy stuff. You're like, do they have an FCC where they do this thing?
How were they allowed to do this?
Yeah, so one time, somehow or another, even as an adult, I was in the car with my dad and we were listening to the radio station that I worked at, and some of the stuff that they were, I'm like, I don't even know what to do. I'm like frozen, just like, nah, you know, so he changed the station. Thank God.
Oh, I love it. When we were little on Fridays, it was family movie night, and whenever my dad got to pick the movie, he had no sense of what ratings meant. And we watched a movie that had a lot of nudity in it, and I think I was 8 or 9, and I was sitting on the floor, and I was like, out loud to my family without knowing how uncomfortable it would have been to say it, I was like, Dad, I feel funny. And he was like, what? And now it's like my dad's favorite story to tell to his patients at his dental office.
Yeah.
Oh, your son's on the radio, right? Yeah, here's a funny one. When he was 8... Oh, my goodness. Well, we want to know what was your awkward run-in. Maybe it was with your parents. Maybe it was your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your partner's parents. Text it to us at 60123. I know V is very excited to look at these texts. You are leaning into that screen. So text it to 60123. Tell us the awkward moment you had. Maybe it was with your parents. Maybe it was your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents. We've got some good ones here. The winner is going to enjoy a night in the theater. How does that sound? At Paramount Theater.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day, the musical.
Relive it over and over again.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Live in that awkward moment. Now, this is one of my favorite movies, so I'm going to go right to it. My dad and I were watching Jerry Maguire. There's a sex scene between Tom Cruise and Kelly Preston. I remember it well.
Oh, yeah.
It's very intense. Oh. They pause in the middle and have like a plate of strawberries, and then they get back. Anyway.
How many times have you watched that?
this isn't about me, Whip. Well, it was very uncomfortable sitting and watching that with his dad. I don't know. I got to think your dad at some point was like, I don't know, is that some kind of unifying experience for a father and a son?
That is the thing. You're
I
like,
don't know.
It's a sports movie. Show me the money. Yeah, football, sports agent.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Sports. And then, oh, wait a second.
Right.
Hey, now. My parents took me to see Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Right away, right? Yep. After we got a ton of recommendations from their friends, the art scene was super uncomfortable.
Yep.
Draw me like your French girls.
To top it off on the way home, Push It by Salt and Pepper was on the radio. And my parents started singing it, not knowing at all what the innuendo was in the whole song. So that's a dual. That's got a lot of layers to it. I like that one. I was 15. I was at home, and I heard rustling. I went to my parents' room. Boy, I wish I didn't. They were, you know, like Chris said, vigorously loving. Nobody. You can't.
Nope.
I mean,
you can't unsee that.
Scarred.
And this one tops them all. My husband was showing his dad some pictures on his phone from a vacation we had recently taken.
No.
He just said, here, Dad, take the phone and just keep on swiping. Well, my father-in-law kept swiping and ended up on a picture of my boobs. Hey, it's all in the family, I guess. Is that all right?
You always do crazy things on vacation.
That's right.
Never hand your phone over.
No, you never hand your phone over.
No.
Keep swiping. How stupid are you?
You're bound to find something bad.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, John Mulaney to host SNL for the fifth time. He's joining the Five Timers Club.
Isn't that inside of a year for him?
It's like every other week.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it yet. I know he was a writer on the show.
Yeah.
But it seems like the other people in the Five Timers Club, like, were around for a long time, you know?
I agree. He feels like, I like John Mulaney.
Yeah.
But he feels like he's a very big deal within the walls of SNL.
Right, yes.
You know what I mean?
Also, maybe very available.
Very available.
And then whatever he's on, it's so New York focused. Like,
yes.
I always have to text people who I know. And I'm like, I don't get this, but like, I kind of get it. Like, you know what I mean? It's super New York.
I will say, though, the sushi at LaGuardia sketch that they did, it was like about eating airport sushi. That killed me.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
That probably killed the person eating the
sushi,
too.
Yeah, probably did, yeah.
So he's going to be on February 26th, and the musical guest is LCD, Sound System.
Yes. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
All right. in at number two, in October 2020, the movement that Trish Priest had been dreading had arrived. Tab, for decades, the old diet drink, was being killed off by parent company Coca-Cola. So Trish, who is she? You don't know her probably, but she's one of the many people that loves Tab and is behind a campaign to stop Coca-Cola from killing off Tab.
Wow.
She says she drinks Tab 3 times a day. She's been stockpiling it for a while now. She has 23 cases of 12 packs left, and she's hoping that enough attention on this is going to stop Coca-Cola.
Wait, they still make Tab?
Yeah, they do.
I had no idea.
I didn't know it was still out there because I have a core memory of being at my buddy Dave Bannis's house, and Mrs. Bannis was like all Tab all the time. So every time, and then as we got into high school, we all started realizing that Tab was like a thing no one was drinking anymore, and then it became a bit that Mrs. Bannis loves Tab. So maybe she's involved in this.
It's trending right now, and even though it's trending, the petition only has 1,100 signatures on it.
They are small but mighty.
So I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. So sorry, Trish, and your friend's mom.
Sorry.
In at number one, if TikTok videos are an indicator of what's trending, the beauty trend known as slugging has gone mainstream right now. What's slugging, you ask?
I do.
Over 100 million viewers have watched clips describing the practice, which involves going to bed at night with a face slathered with Vaseline. So some of the benefits that they taunt in the videos is glossy lips, heals wounds, removes makeup, seals split ends on your hair, also makes your eyelashes grow longer, tames your eyebrows, and then it also gives you clear, softer, and smoother skin. So this was like a very big thing, you know, decades ago again. Yeah. And now I guess it's coming back because of TikTok. So you just slather your whole face in Vaseline, eyelashes and lips and all, and then go to bed. But I feel like that would be real messy.
Yeah. And your pillow. Your what happens to your poor pillowcase?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to put like a bag over it.
Vaseline. Yeah, sleeping like on plastic?
Yeah. Ugh. It's the quicker fixer-upper. Vaseline. Who knew?
So Vaseline trending.
Okay.
And that is, this is like a trend from the 80s. The tab, the
yeah, you're,
Vaseline.
I love it. Yeah.
But it's all coming back, baby, and that's your flash briefing.
Now, Dolly Parton, believe it or not, continues to stay in the news no matter what.
Because she's the best.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
She really is. She's very genuine, very sweet.
Yep.
This even goes more into that. So Dolly Parton revealed that she is officially addicted to nothing else but Taco Bell.
Oh,
who among us can avoid a Taco Bell? If I pass a Taco Bell, I'm driving it. When
I lived near Taco Bell, I had to ban myself from Taco Bell, period.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I felt like I would go there every day because
she's going to want to be part of that taco club for $10 a month. You get
a taco a day?
This is all for her.
Yeah. Well, Dolly Parton said, I like soft shell tacos. I like the others, but they fall apart so bad, especially if you're riding around. So I always get a Taco Supreme.
Which means she's eating them in her car.
100%. Or on the back of, I imagine her on the back of a horse. Is that wrong? Just like walking through Nashville, eating a Taco Supreme with sour cream and all that and the soft shell. I love it. And I get an order of rice and beans, too.
Yes.
So she likes it a little messy, yet clean. That's Dolly Parton for you. So she's addicted to Taco Bell. I weirdly find myself, my daughter loves Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I, as an adult, I'll be like, I mean, you want to watch some Toy Story? Like, I can't get enough of it again all of a sudden.
You're a Toy Story pusher.
I'm a Toy Story pusher. I don't know why.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nikki, do you have a weird addiction, something
Violetta,
like that?
Violetta, what is it? You know. Because we text about it all the time. We texted this weekend about it.
It's got to be Aldi. And the Isle of Shame.
Seriously, I text people all. It's bad. And Violetta and I did exchange Aldi texts this weekend. So it's a complete obsession.
Yeah. Well, you love the deals in that Isle of Shame.
I love
and
the
you
Isle
like
of
to
shame.
Push those onto people.
Yeah.
You're like, you like books? Look, there's a book here. Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah, I'm a pusher. I'm an Aldi pusher.
You're an Aldi pusher. Violetta, do you have a weird addiction?
Drugs? No, I'm kidding.
All right, folks. We'll be back after this.
No, I'm kidding.
Brought to you by
I couldn't think of anything to say other than that. No, I really don't.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, and I don't think you have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry, I got nothing.
That's okay. It's okay to have nothing.
Other than just the joy of life.
The joy of life. You and Andy Grammer. Now, so we want to know, though, if I've got a problem with Toy Story, and I think you're kind of also, I know it's all the Isle of Shame, Nikki, but I throw Peloton in the mix a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
No, I'm definitely obsessed.
Obsessed, right? Yeah. We want to know, what are you addicted to? What are you obsessed with? 312-233-1019. You can't get enough of it. Some might say you're obsessed. To say that we have some addicts in the audience would be not saying enough.
An understatement.
Right off the top, Katie, you and Violetta have a little something in common with this one. Katie, what are you weirdly addicted to?
Harry Potter movies.
Ooh,
Harry Potter.
Yeah. All day, every day, Katie.
Do you have a go-to Potter film, Katie?
No, I can just watch all of them repeatedly all day long.
Prisoner of Azkaban's got to be
the
best.
Is that the go-to?
Yeah. That's a go-to.
I like sipping from the Goblet of Fire myself. Ooh. Thanks, Katie. Now, Ian, you've got an addiction that I think you are not alone in. What are you addicted to, Ian? Oh, did I not hit a 20? Oh, I'm sorry, 4. Hey, Ian, sorry, I hit the wrong button. Ian, what thing are you addicted to?
TikTok.
You are?
Yes.
You're like the only one on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it like to be the solo addiction on that
their
one?
Their plan is working.
Thanks, guys.
Ian, thanks, guys.
No, thank you.
Ian, what sort of things on TikTok are you seeing most often?
A little bit of everything, but for the most part, DIY videos mostly.
Okay.
Because I get a lot of DIY. I also get a lot of women in thong bikinis playing golf. I don't know how it happened.
The algorithm knows
just
you
went
well.
Too far.
Is it too far?
Yeah.
I don't know. I showed my wife. I'm like, look at what I'm getting on here. This is weird. I don't know. Swanee just signed up for TikTok faster than any other person on planet Earth. Sorry. I just hit the wrong one. Sorry. See, guys, I'm getting used to these buttons over here. Jenny, you're addicted to something that is also a problem in my own house. Jenny, what are you addicted to?
I'm addicted to Facebook Marketplace.
So many good deals
There's
to be
so
had.
Many good deals, and you don't have to worry about like wasting stuff because somebody's got it.
Yep.
And you can put out in search of, what's the latest deal you've gotten off Facebook Marketplace, Jenny?
I got a West Elm mid-century table off of Facebook Marketplace.
There you go.
For probably like half the price.
For $300.
Oh.
$1,800.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a deal. That's awesome.
Jenny's going to open up a decorating firm just based off of FB Marketplace.
Does somebody normally drop that off for you, or you got to go pick it
you
up?
You go pick it up generally.
I've had them dropped off.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't really. Yeah,
you it was just for you.
I got to work on my negotiating tactics. Oh my gosh. Hey, Mary, you've got an addiction that's very localized. What can't you get enough of, Mary?
Garrett popcorn.
Garrett popcorn.
Yes. What's your favorite flavor?
Do you have a go-to order there, Mary?
Oh, yeah. I just have some in my trunk of my car. I went there yesterday, like every week.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a hot tip. If the cheese is too cheesy for you, you can get just plain and cheese, and then when you mix them together, it evens the cheese out throughout all of the corn.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going back again.
I need a break. Hang on. Mallory, you've got an addiction. What is it? Mallory, are you there? Hi.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Go for it. What are you addicted to, Mallory?
Barks root beer.
Barks root beer.
Oh,
And it's a big problem. It's hard to find right now thanks to COVID, and so I may have 32 2 liters in my pantry right now.
Yes. I also want to point out, you said 32, but before that, you used the word only.
Yeah.
only 64 liters of Barks. Now, how far will that take you into 2022?
I may go through a 2 liter every day and a half, every 2 days.
Wow.
All right. Well, you're good for the month then. It's a short month, February, so you're good so far.
I'm glad it's caffeine-free. Holy cow. And Anna, you know what? You've got a very unique addiction. I did not expect to see this one on the list today. Anna, what are you addicted to?
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. Can't get enough. Now, are you playing the card game or are you playing it on the internet?
I'm playing the card game.
The physical card game.
Oh, gee, Chris.
We've got those scattered all over our house.
Do you?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Now, we're all NFL fans, I would say. We all have a team. Yeah, I'm a Bears fan. Are we all Bears fans in the room?
Yeah.
I think so.
Everybody?
Yeah.
You kind of lean,
I go back and forth.
You got your Michigan roots.
Yes.
Is that what it boils
down
to?
Right, and they lose so much, it's like you're not really a fan. You're just hopeful.
You know? But you kind of start to fall into enjoying the we're all in this together, right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got your mixed top six today. Some places give you top tens, some give you top fives, but that doesn't rhyme with the word mix. Six, in fact, does. So welcome to the mixed top six. Today, we're talking all about which NFL fans are the sorest losers.
Oh, all right.
I'm happy to report that we do appear on the list.
Yes, guys.
Chicago, we appear, but we are outside the top six.
Okay.
In terms of NFL's sorest fan losers, we come in at number 8.
Nice.
That's nice. So we just barely get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it is interesting, though, because I did kind of think that where we were all making fun of the Packers when they lost in the playoffs.
Right.
We're like,
we didn't even come close to the playoffs. I don't know if we should laugh that loudly, but okay.
But we never miss a chance to take a shot at the Packers.
Right, of course. So I get it. It's just like, okay.
We've got your top six. These NFL fans are the sorest losers. Coming in at number 6, Oakland Raiders.
Oh, yep. I'm surprised they're not higher, actually.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Once Ice Cube stopped wearing Oakland gear all the time, it was like, well, I guess,
And now they've moved to Vegas, and they're still sore.
They're still sore.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 5, these NFL fans are the sorest losers. Your Green Bay Packers.
No.
They outrank us.
Yeah.
They're sorer than we're sore, and we're mostly sore at them.
Well, because they're not used to losing.
That's true.
That's true.
They're about to have to get used to losing their quarterback.
Yeah.
I think
he's
heading somewhere else.
True, too.
NFL fans are the sorest losers. Number 4, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yeah, those terrible towels, man.
Yeah, enough of those sandwiches with the fries on them won't cover it when you're that upset. These NFL fans are the sorest losers. This is your mixed top 6. In at 3, your Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
They're just generally sore about everything.
They seem to be butts of a lot of jokes, Eagles.
Yeah,
they're Eagles fans, you know?
I think they live up to it, too.
Their most famous Eagles fan in my sphere would be Kevin Hart. Him and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I guess that's... We get Ashton Kutcher. I think he's like the biggest Bears fan.
The Eagles fans once booed Santa Claus. That's like their claim to fame.
Oh,
they threw snowballs and booed Santa Claus one time
because
he was annoying them.
Why not? You know what? Yeah. Sorry, Santa. That's what you get when you're in Philadelphia, I guess.
Exactly. He never went back.
These are the your mixed top 6 sorest NFL fans. They are the sorest losers, not from working on Peloton. And at number 2, they've been sore for a couple years, especially your New England Patriots.
Yeah.
They're sore, yet very potentially cheating over the last decade. A lot of ups and downs for the Patriots.
So many issues.
And we're looking, we've got our Super Bowl has been decided. Mm-hmm. We've got your Rams and your Bengals. So we're talking, these are the NFL sorest losers. The fan groups. Any guesses for what we've missed so far? I already told you the Bears are in at number 8. Nikki, do you have a guess for Sorus Losers?
I don't. This is actually really hard. I'm going to go with Buccaneers right now just because they're spoiled.
Because what's going on right now? Yeah. Whip, you had like a determined look on your face.
Well, one team was conspicuously absent from what you already read. So my guess is the Dallas Cowboys.
Solid guess.
Yep.
Violetta, care to wager a bet here?
Are the Dolphins still a football team?
The Dolphins are a football team.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
The number one NFL team with the sorest losers in their fan base, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Look at that, Will.
Once you said it.
Nailed
it.
Congratulations. Yes. That's your Mixed Top 6. We'll get that posted at WTMX.com.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
What songs we're going to be karaokeing. Now, we did look back into the Mix archives that are just basically Nikki's phone.
Yeah.
We mentioned that there was a time we were all out and about, and there was some singing that happened. And I even said that my go-to karaoke song was Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. I don't remember this happening because I think we were...
nor did I.
At the bottom of a handful of glasses.
Yeah, this is you on guitar, one of the dudes from Shade, and then obviously me recording it, which I'll apologize in advance for. So,
we sound great here. If we were on American Idol, they would say we're in the pocket on this.
Oddly, you sound kind of like Adele.
Wait, the end is really where we excel.
It all falls apart very quickly as we run to the as everyone was running to get another cocktail.
Or to the hills.
Who knows? Get the heck out of here.
Oh.
Well, that got us wondering because Tesla is putting karaoke into their Teslas. We saw the story out of China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For $188, you can get two microphones and you can karaoke where your car drives itself.
Right.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So we said, well, what song are you karaokeing? To say that we have a go-to list here would not be saying enough. This is impressive. Right off the top. If you're not a fan of karaoke, get some tequila. That's just how we're level setting this whole conversation.
Got it.
That's from a 630. Vogue by Madonna, Bohemian Rhapsody, Scrubs by TLC,
yes.
I Want to Break Free, Queen.
Yeah.
This Person Coming After My Heart out of 847, anything from the Hamilton soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
It's a little rough in the bar, though, when you bust out Broadway, because you'll get a vibe going, and then you'll walk up and be like, let me hit you guys with some Broadway.
I feel like nobody knows that better than you.
Yeah.
Like, you must have tried that a couple times.
That or... there may have been a time or two that I said, I'm going to sing Aladdin at this club.
Oh, I like that.
And I walk up, I'm one step ahead of the red line.
Oh, at least you're not doing a whole new world. You're not doing, like, a bummer song.
Yeah. No. I got to keep it up tempo. We've got New Kids on the Block, the right stuff. You can't go wrong. And then in the throwback genre... Bon Jovi, Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Yep.
This works if you have two people, because when you hit the Wanted, you have to have the other person, Wanted, in the background. Exactly.
Yeah.
So whether that's your friends in the crowd or that's you on stage, you got to be ready.
Or the whole bar sometimes.
Just everybody's ready. You know what else gets the whole bar going? Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah. Or the whole stadium.
Yeah, the stadium songs are where the party's really at. Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice. Piano Man. I struggle with the down tempos. People get up. We were at karaoke one night, and a buddy got up and did Landslide.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if we were ready for Landslide.
Piano Man, though, that's a swear.
It's a swear. That gets you going. Now, this one's up tempo, and I don't know how you get all the words out. Dynamite.
Just sing anything.
Like, how are you doing this from a 773? 773 is busting out Dynamite BTS from another 773. In my opinion, they're coming after Whip's heart.
Yeah, here we go. A little lit.
Lit. This is a good karaoke
this
song.
This really is, yeah.
This would really get him going. This would sell a couple Budweisers, I would think.
Totally.
Bow, bow.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world of not being able to get all the words out.
This is ambitious.
This is a show off. If you can come up and go, I got it. You're there to show off with your buddies and your friends.
This person's hoping to be discovered.
So that's all of your go-to karaoke songs. We got some favorites coming out. What's my favorite? Right, I'm going to go off the top with this one, 1 week. Because I think if you...
Yeah.
You think you're looking at Aquaman. I tried to impress a girl in eighth grade with this song.
Right.
I was like, I can do all the lyrics. I couldn't. Didn't work out for us.
Yeah. I would never do this, ever. No.
I would be trying to read along with the screen, like, a sentence behind.
Yeah, 100%.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
My wife has really good taste, and so when we pick things out for the house, I generally just sort of sit back and let her lead, because her taste is just much better than mine in terms of home decor.
Sure.
And we get compliments on how nice our house. I'm like, it's all Amy. But I thought, we have a playroom upstairs, and I thought, we need a rug in here. And I was at the Target Boutique, and I thought, this is the one. And I walked in. I got home. I was alone.
So you went rogue on this.
I went full rogue. Okay. I got home like I had just, like, if we were like cavemen, I had just killed a mammoth and I was bringing food for months.
Look
like
at what
I was
brought
like,
you.
I crushed this. And I didn't even make it to the door. Like, she saw me through the window and just started shaking her head because I was holding this rug. Not a fan.
Like, just turn around.
I literally.
Head down.
She didn't say a word. I opened the door and I went, we can return it. And
that's
I
deflating.
It
that's a deflating feeling. Like, you think it's like, oh, the victory and look at me, look what
I'm
I
like,
got.
Oh,
and then,
oh no. Ugh.
Yeah. Rugs are very tough.
Rugs are tough.
Because
you are true.
It doesn't
right.
match. Like, you think it's going to match, and then it's like this big solid square in the middle of your room that's just throwing everything off.
And it should generally pull everything together.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if there was an emoji that could have defined the look on my wife's face, it would have just been like, it's not quite the vomiting one. It's just, it's kind of the same feeling I would get when my dad would be like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Right. You know better.
Yeah. You know better.
The head tilt, you know better.
You should know better. If there were an emoji that's missing that you could create, because iOS 15.4 on your iPhone, they're going to add a whole bunch of new emojis, which include a melting face.
Oh.
One we didn't know we needed, beans.
Oh, I think that was actually one I was looking for.
For
the
beans?
Other, yeah. Like
yeah.
Making a joke about it. And I'm like, how do they not have this?
I got magic beans, sir. Like, yeah, here they are. And one that I think might actually play in the dating circuits quite well, the biting lip emoji.
How does that not exist yet?
I don't understand how that's not in there yet.
Yeah.
If you could create an emoji, Nikki, what would the emoji be that you feel like you're missing that needs to be in there?
Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary
oh
emoji?
My God, yes!
With the celery.
Yeah.
I mean, why? I use like the fake Mai Tai thing. I pretend that's a Bloody Mary.
And then otherwise you have a beer and a martini. And it's like, well, these are very specific.
No.
I get that.
Bloody Mary.
Whip, an emoji that you wish you had that you'd create.
Is there a face that expresses really, like kind of like that, where you're kind of annoyed, but you still have plausible deniability that you're really annoyed if they say, are you annoyed?
Like the squinty-eyed open mouth, like, what?
Kinda.
I don't feel like there's one that specifically says that.
Well, they need one. They need one.
Violetta, what emoji are you missing that you wish you had on that keyboard?
Okay, so I really think that we need a lime emoji.
Oh, yeah.
There's only a lemon.
Really? There's not a lime?
No lime. Shots. Because like people are always going to be like, well, it's just going to be like a green lemon. I'm like, yeah, but it's different.
Yeah. Totally different.
I would like to see, you know how they have the people emojis and there's like a guy running?
Yeah.
And you can put him running in front of a cloud and it looks like he farted. It's like, oh, that's fun.
Oh.
I want one where it's that, but there's sunshine shooting out of his butt. Because I think that would better describe, if somebody's like, how you doing today? I'd be like, boop. And then they would know I'm doing that well.
Right. That could be like your avatar.
It would be. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But for now, all I have is like, guy running. You know? I don't really use emojis as often, though. We have coworkers that use emojis very often in work-related emails.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I don't know. Does this mean that we've met the deadline?
Right.
Or do you want to kiss me? Was that
on
purpose?
I get a lot of like question mark boxes in my email.
Yes.
They must have a different kind of phone.
And you're right. Your system can't read it.
Right.
It's the worst.
I throw in like just a Santa Claus randomly as a response to something. And
like
then
that.
People are like, what? And I'm like, I don't know. Means
I don't know.
Nothing.
Here
just
it
fun.
Is.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know, what emoji do you think needs to be invented next? Text us at 60123 or call us 312-233-1019. What emoji do you wish you had? I think we'll rifle through a bunch of these.
Yeah.
To me, there's one sticking out on top. So let's see what we've got
here.
From a 630, they wish they had the chapstick emoji.
Mm. Yes.
Some of these I'm surprised they don't
amazed.
Exist.
Amazed. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Also, this one, 224, curly fries.
Oh,
yeah, because
all
you have is like the classic fry looking one.
Yeah.
You should get more of those.
We've gone from crazy to criminal.
From a 262, a sad. from a 262, a sad hug. And then from another 262.
What's a sad hug?
I think it's like.
Consoling hug? Like, oh, poor baby. I'm sorry that happened.
I kind of feel like it's like, oh, I don't want to hug you. Oh, gosh.
Or like, the person not hugging back. Like one person hugging and the other's like, don't touch me.
It's like that coworker who randomly initiates a hug and you're like, aren't we at work?
Right.
I don't know.
That is funny where your guys' brains went on that. I thought that was an easy one.
Well,
oh, I'm so sad for you.
They want a caring hug.
Okay.
So that would have to be very careful design on those ones. From 630, wine bottle emoji. There's a wine glass, but we need a whole bottle.
You've got to be kidding.
I agree. How is there not a bottle? Nikki's like, how did I not even consider that?
That cannot be true.
I mean, this is just
Well, they
bad.
Have a sake. But not a wine
bottle.
Yeah,
no, there's a champagne bottle. That's right. Yeah,
but
no wine bottle.
Tilted to the side, popping bottles.
Yep.
Now, we're wondering, what emoji do you wish you had? Because iOS 15.4 is going to be adding some new emojis, and these are the ones you wish you had. I need an egg roll emoji. That comes from an 847. Again, a lot of these, I'm like, how are they not in the mix already?
Huge oversight.
847 wants a guy mowing the lawn because that's what I do. I'm a landscaper.
That's cute. Yeah.
773 is having a little too much fun. I need a pinching butt emoji.
Okay, that's cool.
Be careful who you send that one to.
Yeah, oh yeah.
847 wants white wine. There's only red wine.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
I've thought of that many a times.
A 224 says, this might be too specific. Could just be me, but I need a vodka and Diet Pepsi emoji.
Okay.
Weird.
Another one that I'm surprised from 630 is shot glass.
Huh.
Oh, is there not? And from a 630 in the millennial generation, for sure, avocado toast as an emoji.
Yes,
I love avocado toast.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
A school bus emoji from 847. There's got to be a school
bus. That
one
exists.
It does?
Yeah. Unless they don't have the update.
Nikki and Violetta have their phones out and they're quickly searching. Like,
right.
Wait, isn't there? Wait a second.
Yeah.
There's, well, yeah, it's a bus that's yellow.
So, okay, that's a school bus, right? That qualifies.
Or it could be a bus from like San Francisco.
I don't think it's a clear cut school bus. There's a bus that's like kind of yellow, but no.
Huh. From another 847, this, I don't know what they do. These are very specific to their day to day. They need a polar bear and an owl.
An owl, right. I think
an owl
did.
Exists.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was about to answer you.
I found the owl. I got the owl.
Yeah, there is an owl.
Okay, so there is an owl, but no polar bear.
There's a panda, but no polar bear.
Okay.
And for the emoji that you wish you had, this is my favorite one, right off the top from an 847. You know what we desperately need around here?
Huh.
A Karen emoji.
Oh.
Waving her finger.
It'd just be
calling over the manager.
My mom's first name is Karen.
Oh,
and so
no.
She's been really, I mean, this has been hard for her the last year.
She had a great life, her whole life.
Right.
All of a sudden something happens.
Da-da-da.
Yeah, one ruins it for the bunch.
What's funny about it, she's like, I'm not a Karen. But she also prides herself on being able to talk to the manager. So I don't know. You got to balance it.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, it is National Hot Chocolate Day. And what a perfect day right ahead of that winter snowstorm we're expecting.
Oh,
so get some marshmallows. My new favorite thing is that marshmallow stick with chocolate on it, making your hot chocolate even chocolatier.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever had, it's not quite hot chocolate, it's drinking chocolate?
Yes.
It's literally
What's
just
that?
Thin. It's just straight up chocolate. There's no cream or anything in there.
What?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. My wife's addicted.
And then
it's
the
so
bombs.
Good.
The bombs are fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So cute. Like making a little like marshmallow buffet for a hot chocolate. It's amazing. So
Love
celebrate
it.
That today. Enjoy. Another thing people are celebrating in a number two, countries around the world celebrating the Lunar New Year. It's on February 1st. So I guess tonight at midnight. It's also known as Happy Chinese New Year. That's also trending. This year is the year of the tiger. So not only is it the year of the tiger, but it's the water tiger. And the water tiger happens every 60 years. About 10 years ago, we had a regular tiger, but the water tiger is special. It is going to be all about courage, strength, and dedication. So that's what we focus on this new year.
Wow, those were the three words that were on the wall on Monday morning when we all came in. Courage, strength, dedication.
Isn't it Monday now?
Yeah. Oh, did you guys not see that?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they cleaned the wall. My fault.
Oh, and finally, in at number one, celebrities are competing by reliving Dirty Dancing classic dance moments. So there's a new show coming out on Fox, and everybody's really excited about it because it's like what you want to do. Like you've seen those classic scenes, the lift, spinning around, the don't get all tickly when he touches your armpit. All of that happening. And
you had a visceral reaction to that scene. I can tell. That's a core memory for you.
I practiced that with friends like over and over.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's why I'm not ticklish, actually.
Mm.
And anyway, Twitch, you know, from Ellen, the Ellen Show.
Yeah, Twitch. Oh, yeah.
He's the host of this show. It's a 4-week event. It's all starting tomorrow, 8 p.m. Central. So it's very exciting.
Wow. Now, my dream, I said this to my wife years ago, I was like, we got to learn how to do the Dirty Dancing lift.
Yeah.
Just for weddings.
Yeah.
Because when that song comes out at a wedding, if we clear the floor and you go to the other side of the room, and we're going to crush that
wedding. Right.
I just don't possess the upper body strength to do anything like that.
No, I think it's harder than it looks.
I have struggles carrying the groceries in.
Yeah.
So.
The closest you probably can get is like the laying down thing, like holding someone up by their stomach, like on your feet.
Yeah.
You know? Like that's pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Swanee and I tried to do the Dirty Dancing lift once.
Oh,
he actually pulled it off.
He
I don't know how
up.
He did it. He hoisted me up into the air. I was like, how are you doing that? I'm like, well, I'm 12% bone, so I guess it's easy.
Yeah. How's the concussion doing?
Yeah, it's fine now. Yeah,
good,
I remember most things after 2016. So it's the same thing. Same thing.
That was your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.